I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Leaders of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries are in Beirut, Lebanon today. For several weeks, OPEC nations have tried to discourage the very quickly rising price of oil by talk. It hasn't worked. Today, OPEC agreed to raise production instead. They're raising the ceiling by 2 million barrels a day. That'll begin next month. They're also going to boost output even more in August, they say, if necessary. The question is, will it be? Is it going to be enough, the action they've taken already, to relieve the upward pressure on oil? Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, any effect so far on the oil market from this OPEC decision?
No, Alex. In fact, the price of a barrel of crude actually rose today back above the $40 mark. So OPEC's action seems to be having just the opposite effect of what was intended. The problem with today's announcement is it didn't deliver as much as expected. Saudi Arabia, which is OPEC's biggest producer, had been pushing for a boost of 2.5 million barrels per day, or BPD, as they abbreviate it in the oil industry. That would have been an 11% boost. This morning, analysts are pointing out that the OPEC agreement falls 500,000 BPD less than that. It turns out to be a disappointing 8% boost. And they say that's like waving red at the oil market bulls who've been bidding up the prices.
Well, how much can OPEC really do? Does today's announcement significantly affect oil supplies? It doesn't, does it? Or it's just rhetorical?
Well, that could be the case. It's really at the core of the problem. This decision doesn't do much by itself to put extra oil into the marketplace. That's because this frankly comes with a wink and a nod to OPEC members who've been ignoring their quotas to take advantage of the higher prices. Now, we've been told it's likely there was even a private handshake kind of agreement today to tacitly allow the few members who have the capacity to pump more to go ahead and produce more. But here's the rub. The cartel is already pumping at close to full capacity. Saudi Arabia has been the security buffer, if you will. But privately, OPEC officials say even that country's extra capacity is down to maybe 1.5 million barrels a day. And that's not much, really, when you consider that the world market is now consuming about 80 million barrels per day.
So if OPEC already is pumping about as much oil as it agreed to pump today, it's already doing it, what's the point of this announcement?
Ah, you notice the mixed signals here. This is something of a delicate balance for OPEC. The members who boosted production obviously want to take advantage of the revenue they can get, but they don't want to kill the golden goose, so to speak, if the global economy ends up being harmed. There'd be less demand for oil then, so they're trying to send a message that they're united in not letting things get out of hand. And, of course, we'll be watching this developing oil price story today in the Marketplace newsroom.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.